Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and this is episode F200. F200, yay, we made it to 200. And I think there will be about 255 F episodes. So we are, what would that be, about four-fifths of the way done with the Fs. The first word in this episode is fractionalize. With a Z, this is a transitive verb from 1924. It is to break up into parts or sections. Fractionalization is a noun. Well, I guess I am fractionalizing this dictionary because I am breaking it apart. Not literally. I'm not cutting the pages out and cutting them up into quarters. I'm just discussing, dealing with them. Dealing with this dictionary in a very fractioned way. Oh, what should my sound effect be? What do you think? Would you like to tell me? Go ahead, just yell it out right now, wherever you are. Hopefully you're on a bus or a train. Ready, 3, 2, 1, go! That'll be the sound effect. Next, we have fractionate. A transitive verb from 1867, number one, to separate as a mixture into different portions, especially by a fractional process. You are using a fractional process to separate your mixture. I first think of cookies. You make your dough, your batter, and then you have to fractionate the dough into round pieces. Hopefully they're very large so you can make a very large cookie, but if you want regular cookies, you gotta fractionate it into small balls. That's what you're fractionating it into. Small balls. Number two, to divide or break up. You're breaking up. Maybe a company's got a monopoly and you gotta fractionate that company so they can be broken up into various little companies that don't have a monopoly. But if you're in a relationship and you are breaking up, then I guess you can say, we're fractionating, because nobody's ever said that before. Fractionation is a noun, and fractionator, that is also a noun. I am the fractionator. I'm going to break you up into little pieces, Superman. Okay, moving on to, what was my sound? Brrr, something like that. Now we have fractious, F-R-A-C-T-I-O-U-S, adjective from 1714. Number one, tending to be troublesome. The synonym is unruly, as in a fractious crowd. I don't want to be in a fractious crowd, but I think of maybe sometimes children can be a little fractious. They can be troublesome and unruly, and I am sure that I was a fractious child at times. Number two, synonyms are quarrelsome and irritable. Ugh, you're so irritating. You're having a quarrel right in front of me. That is so fractious what you're doing. Quit being fractious. Fractiously is an adverb. Spencer walked down the street fractiously because he was so unruly, just walking down the street fractiously, just smacking people on their faces. I'm such a fractious person. That's how people describe me. Fractiousness. Spencer has so much fractiousness when he's smacking people on the face. That's very unruly. That is a noun, fractiousness. This word is from, well, the first part of the word fraction, which in parentheses it says discord. Let's see. Well, let's look at the word fraction. Discord, something that is being broken apart, coming apart. I don't see the word discord in the word fraction, so I'm not entirely sure. But it's not the Discord web server thing. That's something else. Okay. Anything else? Nope. I don't think so. So, next is fracture. First form, noun from the 15th century. Number one, the result of fracturing, the synonym is break. We're thinking about bones and stuff. Let's hold off on that until we go to 2A, the act or process of breaking or the state of being broken, especially the breaking of hard tissue. And an example of that hard tissue would be bone. That is probably the hardest of the tissues. I think teeth are technically bone, so they would fit into that hard tissue area. I don't believe I have ever fractured or broken any of my hard tissues. I was nervous that I had fractured the bones in my foot when the heavy thing fell on it. But two x-rays said no fractures. It didn't like really swell up or anything. So whew, that was super lucky. And I am shocked that I got no fractures. But Sharon did fracture a bone in her hand near the wrist when she fell last year. And that really sucks, because as it's healing, you can't really pick up heavy things. You can't do much with it. And she had to wear a brace for a long time, and super, super irritating. I think with her, and I think with other people, sometimes the fractures don't even show up on the x-ray because it's so tiny sometimes. And so you don't know if it's a fracture until later when you do another x-ray and you start to see the healing, or maybe you have to do like an MRI or something to do a better imaging. But yeah, be careful out there. Don't walk fractiously down the street in an unruly or irritable way, because you might be unsafe and then you might fracture something. Don't know how, don't know why, just be safe, please and thank you. I really hope I never fracture anything in my whole life. That would be terrible. Terrible! Okay, 2B. The rupture of soft tissue. And a type of rupture would be tearing. Tearing the soft tissue? The example is kidney fracture. So what happens? How does the kidney tear or rupture? I don't even want to think about how that happens. But yeah, kidney fracture. Never heard of a kidney fracture. And I hope that never happens to me either, or you. You. Number 3. The general appearance of a freshly broken surface of a mineral. A fracture of what type of mineral are we talking about here? Well, I think of a... why can't I think of the word? It's that dessert that you hit with your spoon and you crack the top of it. It's the creme brulee. Ooh, yes. Fracturing the creme brulee is very satisfying. But that's not a mineral. I don't know what that is. The second form of fracture is a verb from 1612. We are starting with transitive 1A. To cause a fracture in. The synonym is break, as in fracture a rib. Yeah. You can't really do much for those, right? You got to just wait it out until it heals. To cause a fracture in. Now, we got 1B. The synonyms are rupture and tear. And it doesn't say this, but I'm going to give the example of fracturing a kidney. Oh, I fractured my kidney. I was peeing so hard, I fractured a kidney. Ow. Number 2A, to damage or destroy as if by rupturing. So something that's just bursts, pops. What are other ways to describe rupturing? My water balloon fractured. Number 2B, to cause great disorder in. When Spencer was walking down the street fractiously, he was causing great disorder in the world, in all the people who are out there. There was so much disorder when he was smacking everybody, and so he was He was fracturing the community. 2C, to break up. The synonym is fractionate. 2D, to go beyond the limits of. Ooh, what are we going beyond the limits of? Maybe the rules. The synonym is violate. As in the example, this is a quote, fractured the English language with malaprops. And I have to look up the word malaprops. That is a quote from Goodman Ace. No clue who Goodman Ace is. So malaprops. I mean, unless it's like French or something, there can't be another way to pronounce this word, I don't think. Here we go. I feel like I've heard of this before. Let's see. Anything else about I gotta read a lot to understand malaprops. Let's see. I might just have to read. Ooh, unintentionally humorous misuse or distortion of a word. Ooh, interesting. Or in an inappropriate or inopportune way. Unintentionally humorous misuse or distortion of, well, I feel like I do that often, probably. Like when I say spancer, that was a malaprop, maybe. So what is this? Fractured the English language with malaprops. Yep, oh, I misused that word and it was very silly. And so I was going beyond the limits of the English language when I said spancer. Beyond the rules, beyond the limits, violating. Oh, the English language got violated when I did it again. When Spancer fractured his name. Why? He should know his name. Sometimes the brain and the mouth don't work. They don't see eye to eye. Their relationship has been fractured. Okay. Intransitive is to undergo fracture. My ribs, my kidneys, my water balloon, they've all been fractured. They underwent fracturing. All right, we got to move on to fracture zone. We're going to the fracture zone. Watch out for your bones in the fracture zone. Noun from 1946. An area of sub-oceanic crust characterized by fractures. So it's sub-oceanic crust. So it is below the ocean in the crust of the earth below the ocean. Is there a picture I would like to find? Where is the fracture zone? It's going to be very, very deep in the water, and so you need a special submarine to take you down there because the pressure is so high. Let's see. Oh, it's kind of like a, seems like it's a, what do they call those tectonic plate situation where, you know, the plates are moving around. It looks like there's like a little hill and one part is the younger side and one part's the older side. And there's like a crack in the middle and they're moving apart from each other or something. Fracture zone is a linear feature on the ocean floor, often hundreds, even thousands of kilometers long, resulting from the action of offset mid-ocean ridge axis segments. They are a consequence of plate tectonics. Yes, there it is. I want to see pictures. I want to see real, real pictures of this fracture zone. Ooh, there's these red lines that go all the way around the world. That those look like those are the fracture zones in the earth. And they literally are all over the ocean. I mean, they span all over the place. Huh. Okay, that's good for fracture zone. We went to the fracture zone and we survived. We didn't have any of our kidneys fractured. Next is fray, F-R-A-E. Preposition from circa 1585. This is Scottish, and the synonym is the word from. So the Scottish people might say fray instead of from. Like, what would the context be? Where are you from? Would that be a preposition in that sentence? I have no idea because I don't know the English very well. I have fractured English. So would they say, where are you, Frey? Scottish people, speak up. Ready, set, go. Let's see. It's really just from the Old English fram, which means from. So it just means from, and it's just because of the Scottish people have been apart from everybody in Brigadoon for so long, their language has evolved separately. It's like the finches, Darwin's finches. Next is fragile. Or, let's see, you could say fragile, fragile. And of course, some of us who grew up in the 80s would like to say fragile. This is an adjective from 1521. Number 1A, easily broken or destroyed, as in a fragile vase. I get very nervous when I go into stores. I'm usually with somebody else because I usually don't choose to go to stores like this. Stores that have many, many fragile things on shelves. Glass things, typically. And I feel like I have to walk through with my arms inside my body so I don't knock over anything because I can be a little clumsy and I would definitely knock something over. Something fragile, what might get fractured near me. 1B. Constitutionally delicate, also lacking in vigor, as in, oh, this is a sad example, a fragile child. Huh. That's sad. That child has no vigor. Come on, child. Find some vigor so you won't be so fragile. Your constitution is delicate. What was that the Mr. Glass or something from the Unbreakable trilogy from Shyamalan? He was a very delicate and fragile child, literally, because he was constantly fracturing his bones. And there's people out there who got very, very weak bones, and so they got to be careful. They're very fragile. We should wrap them up in bubble wrap, and then they'll be fine. Number 2, synonyms are tenuous and slight, as in fragile hope. Oh, we don't have a lot of hope for this situation. Our hope is so tenuous. It's just a little bit. It's very thin hope. Just a little bit of hope. It's fragile. This hope could just go away in an instant. That's how fragile it is. Fragility is a noun. And what is the etymology for this word? It's from the Latin fragilis, which probably just means fragile. And it says there's more at the word frail, which will be in the next episode. Yes, frail and fragile. Not only do they mean basically the same thing, but they are etymologically related. They are cousins. Okay, maybe they're even siblings, possibly. Would you care to know that we have some synonym information for this word, fragile? We've got some good words here. Fragile. Frangible? Frangible? Where's that word going to be? Over here. Frangible. Okay, this is a new word to me. So that's one of the synonyms. Next are brittle, crisp, and friable, spelled F-R-I-A-B-L-E. All of those words mean breaking easily. Fragile implies extreme delicacy of material or construction and need for careful handling, as in a fragile antique chair. I think this book behind me, behind this puppet, this book that you cannot see, is a little fragile. Maybe it's more crisp. I don't know. Can you see that there? There's a book. Whatever. We're not going to focus on that because why? But it's old, and so it's kind of fragile. And, you know, old things, like me, tend to be kind of fragile. Frangible implies susceptibility to being broken without implying weakness or delicacy. Like, delicate, not a fancy food. As in, frangible stone used for paving. So, It's susceptible to being broken, but it's not weak. It's not delicate, unlike that antique chair, which is very weak and delicate. That's an interesting one. Brittle implies hardness together with lack of elasticity or flexibility or toughness, as in brittle. Where is this example go? Brittle bones. So it's hard. The bones are hard, but they don't have elasticity and they don't flex and they're not tough. So, I mean, very similar to fragile, but it's if it can flex, if it can move, then it's not so. What would brittle be? Something that's like dried out? No, I don't know. Maybe not. I was thinking of like a dried out leaf. I mean, I would call that brittle, but it's not hard like a bone, a brittle bone. It's an interesting one. Crisp. Implies a firmness and brittleness desirable, especially in some foods, as in crisp lettuce. You don't want loose lettuce. You don't want watery, mushy lettuce. No, most people don't, at least. Some people may like it. But no, you typically want your lettuce to be crisp, to have firmness and brittleness, so it's hard. It's hard until you bite it, and then it has that crunch. Crisp bacon, maybe, but possibly. What are some other crisp things that we like? Well, potato chips, of course. We like those to be crisp. I don't like mushy potato chips. Friable applies to substances that are easily crumbled or pulverized, as in friable soil. And I guess we'll get to friable at some point. Crumbled or pulverized, yes. Dirt, dust, clay. Well, I guess you turn it into dust when you just dry, friable clay. You can break it up and make a dust. Another synonym, in addition, is the word weak. That's it. Oh, I don't ever want to become weak or fragile or brittle or crisp or frangible or friable. That's why working out, exercising, stretching, doing all those things is really helpful. Okay, but emotionally, I may still be fragile. Okay, now let's move on to Fragile X Syndrome. Yeah, three words, noun from 1979. This should be interesting. This is an X-linked inherited disorder that is characterized especially by moderate to severe mental retardation, by a long face and large ears, and by large testes in males, and that often has limited or no effect in heterozygous females. It's called also just Fragile X, and of course, I need to look up this, pictures of this or whatever. It feels like this could be an insult to a man. Those men who have the toxic masculinity, they have a fragile X syndrome. Of course, I am making a joke about something that could be possibly serious. Let's see. It's a genetic condition caused by a mutation in the FMR1 gene, which is located on the X chromosome. It can lead to intellectual disability, behavioral and learning challenges, and certain physical characteristics. Males are more frequently and more severely impacted than females. Interesting. I have never heard of this before. And yes, there are some similarities in the faces of these people. Oh, and there's even a picture, a drawing of, I think, a normal chromosome. I mean, it's in the shape of an X, but I think that's they're all just sort of in the shape of an X. But then there's the one, I think that's the fragile X, maybe has these two little nubbins at the bottom. And that's the mutation. I wonder how and why this happens. Ooh, very interesting. Okay. Learn something new. Fragile X syndrome. Next. Fragment. First form, noun from the 15th century. A part broken off, detached, or incomplete. And a synonym is the word part. Just a piece of it, a fragment of it. Can I have a fragment of your pie? Thank you very much. I shall take the whole piece. This word is from Latin fragmentum, which is from the verb frangere. Frangere, which means to break. Yep, so it's been broken. It's broken off. It's a fragment. I'm trying to think. Why? I feel like there's something in my brain of a story, of a thing, something about fragment, and I can't think of what it is, because maybe my brain is fragmented, and I can't make the connections. The second form of fragment is a verb from 1818. Intransitive is to fall to pieces. I'm just going to fall to pieces. I'm fragmenting myself. Transitive is to break up or apart into fragments. And I don't fully understand the difference. I guess in the transitive, you are doing the breaking apart. When you are fragmenting the top of the tasty creme brulee, when you pop the top of it, you have fragmented it. And then the creme brulee crust has been fragmented intransitively. It has fallen to pieces because somebody hit it with a spoon. Next is fragmental. I'm feeling very fragmental today. This is an adjective from 1798. The synonym is fragmentary, which is our next and last word, but we shall say fragmentally is an adverb. So I wonder, interesting. Well, let's move on to the last word, and then we shall say fragmentary is next and last. Fragmentary, adjective from 1611. This is consisting of fragments, and the synonym is incomplete, as in fragmentary evidence. Like in the court, they don't have all of the evidence. We're missing some evidence. I think maybe my dog ate some of the evidence, and so we cannot proceed with this court proceeding because we have fragmentary evidence. Also is in a fragmentary account. I forgot what happened between the hours of 2 and 4 o'clock, so I will give you a fragmentary account. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. Fragmentarily? Fragmentarily is an adverb. And fragmentariness. Fragmentariness, that is a noun. So, fragmentary is from 1611. Fragmental is from 1798, almost 200 years later. But which one are we using? Fragmental sends you to fragmentary, so that makes me think that fragmentary is more commonly used than fragmental. Maybe because the word mental is in there, probably not, I'm not sure, but it's interesting. Yeah, because I don't think I hear people say fragmental so much. Fragmentary seems maybe a little bit more common. Okay, now we must pick a word of the episode. Today we had fractionalize, fractionate, fractious, fracture, fracture, fracture zone, fray, fragile, fragile X syndrome, fragment, fragment, fragmental, and fragmentary. Let's see. Well, let's just pick fracture zone as the word of the episode. The tectonic plates are moving. They're moving all over the place. You go down to the ocean, you see where the tectonic plates are moving. They're moving at the fracture zone, fracture zone, fracture, fracture, fracture zone. That's it. That's it. Stop watching me. Okay, I don't have another movie to tell you about. Last night we watched a couple more episodes of season 19 of Taskmaster, which is very fun and silly, and I really want to go back and watch all of the other seasons or series because it's a very clever, funny show. And I enjoy it very much, and I would love to be on that show. Thank you very much. Please call me. I guess that's the end. Thank you so much for checking out this show, F200. And until next time, this is Spencer, falling to pieces and dispensing information. Goodbye. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, audio only, or with video, keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really opened up the possibilities of who I could have on as a guest. I've recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere, from just a handful of miles away from me in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. The video and audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone, and getting the files couldn't be easier. I love that Zencastr records the audio and video to each person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered because of internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and processes the files so you can directly download them. The files are even accessible even if something goes wrong. And so, of course, this next part, I will read verbatim from Zencastr because, of course, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences like I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.